Okay, 006. Wednesday night. Simon Yud Aleph. We move on. Simon Yud Aleph. The tzitzis, chutei ha-tzitzis. Ha-chutin tzorech shehiyu tfuyim lishmon. Ha-gov yesh machmirin afilu l'napzom lishmon. Ha-menig l'hokul b'niputz. So what is this? If you know your Melech HaShabbos, even if you don't, so first comes gozes, you shear the wool, let's say, off the sheep, or you have the raw flax, and you malabing, I mean, in the Melechas, you have wool. So you have gozes, and then you have malabing, you get out full of junk, and then you have menapates. Menapates is a Melecha, to comb it out. You had different ways of combing it out, but that made the material into fiber. Like, until you menapates it, it's just like a mess, and it's all tangled, and it still has junk in it. So there were different ways of niputz. It's described in books. If you read about Meleches Ariga, they usually start from the niputz, and they banged it out, and they combed it. Combing. Most of the thing was combing, and the place can talk about combing a shekel and other things where there's a problem of menapates. You have entangled things and hair even. And okay, that's menapates. Then there, it's fiber and it's ready to be spun into thread. That's a process called spinning. You can use a spinning wheel, whatever they used. And that's tviya. Tviya is spinning it into threads. And then that's a malacha. Then many times there's a process that's not a malacha, but this shazira, where you take a lot of these spun threads, and you twist them together to make a thicker, nicer, more mehudar dika thread. And all of our tzitzis, if you undo them, you'll see they're all made up. It's all shazur. It's made up, most of our tzitzis, perhaps all of them already, because it's a chumrah. And, you know, nobody would buy any more tzitzis that are not kafel shmona, that are not, each thread is made up of 8 threads. Whether or not you even need shazira in tzitzis at all is a shaila, and we'll be learning about that. Anyway, in Siman Aleph, fifth Aleph rather, I'm sorry, we're talking about the tviya and the niputz. So again, the niputz is combing it out, making it, untangling it, disentangling it, getting it ready to be a fiber. And the tviya is actually spinning it into a thread. So the pasuk says gedilim taselach, and we darshin that it has to be done lishma. And if it's not done lishma, this is you have this in a few dinim in the Torah, that many dinim of the Torah, that even if you create the object that you need, but the creation of it has to be done for the specific purpose of it being that object. It's not only by a mitzvah. Let's say a get has to be written lishma. There's no mitzvah there. But for it to be a proper get, you have to write it for the purpose of it being a get. Even though you've produced a get, and it looks like a get, and it smells like a get, and it, you know, turn it upside down, backwards and forwards, it's a get. No, it's matzah. It's matzah. It is matzah. It's not chametz. 1000% not chametz. It's tzitzis. It's tefillin. It's a sefer Torah. It's wonderful. Sometimes you have to create things lishma. You have to create them for the express purpose of it being what it's going to be. Why? So the way we talked a lot of times in the past, because intention makes it what it is. So if you make a shtender, hey, you made a shtender. It's a shtender, a beautiful shtender. But if you make it for the purpose of being a shtender, it's pashut more of a shtender, because that was a kavana and an intention in the Ose when he was making the shtender. So this is how I understand the Inyan of Lishma. Conceptually, it's pushing more of a shtender. But this is already maybe in the realm of philosophy, but it's important to understand what the idea of Lishma is. Lishma means that it should be whatever it is you're doing. You're doing it for that purpose, that it indeed be that. You mean by machine? Yeah, that's a big shaila. The shaila came up with the matzahs. This is, I'm not going to resolve it now. Many hold that you could press a button, and that you certainly need asiyas odom lishma. That's for sure. A machine is not lishma. The question is, pressing a button, and the machine does what it's supposed to do because you press that button. So that's enough asiyas odom. The question is posed as, is it lishma? But the real question, that's not the real question. The real question is it an asiyas odom? If it's an asiyas odom, it's lishma. Because you press the button, lishma. The question is pressing the button perhaps just a goreim, or is it an actual asiyah? We're not going to resolve that today. You have the shayla by tzitzis. You'll buy tzitzis, it'll say avodas yad. And we'll see, because where does the avodas yad have to start? You're asking me for a plak halacha, lemaisa, ask me privately. That was the big, you'll find it in the halachic literature, mostly by matzahs, when machine matzahs came out. So there were two problems always, obviously the chametz issue, if you can clean the machines properly, and the lishma issue. That's when the halachic literature. I don't know if you don't know what most people do. You never did a scientific survey. You could say most people that you know. You could maybe say no. We're talking about for the first night by the seder. That's when you need lishma. You don't need lishma the rest of Pesach. Okay, the chametz issue was resolved by most. Yeah, that you could safely say, because you have to understand those machines were very rudimentary. It was in the early days of machines, and it could have very easily have been a major problem then, but no problem now. It's not a reflection on when the controversy first started. Okay, hachut and tzorach shiyush tavuyim lishmar. So the pasuk is gedilim taselach, loch gedilim taselach, and it has to be done lishmar. So it has to be tavuy lishmar. Hagav yesh machmir nafilo lenapzon lishmar. But probably if you go into a store, they probably charge more. Probably, I don't even know if they sell manupitz lishma. I was reading, they have now these books coming out every month. There's a new book about someone drained the poor Rav Chaim Kanievsky a cup, and they ask him questions and he answers them, and the guy writes it down and then he prints a book. So the stores now are full of books about that, with these questions. So the latest one just came out, so of course I bought it. And what is it called? This is the thickest one. This is called something. Odole Umashke, it's called. So it's interesting reading. It's not interesting reading if you don't. Probably it's not good to read if you don't know the background of the Shilas. Because then you just get one word answers and you don't really know the background. In fact, someone wrote a sefer with the Shlomo Zalman. Questions he asked of Shlomo Zalman on the way home from shul to Shlomo Zalman's house over the period of 10 years, 20 years. And he wrote a sefer, I forgot what it's called, and he has a haskama from Shlomo Zalman's son, Shmuel Orbach. And if you read the haskama carefully, it says that he should not print the sefer. And that just goes to show you how people read haskamas. So this haskama says it's a very dangerous, you know, Shlomo Zalman answered him one word answers, not without thought. But it could have been specific to that case. And if someone, an unlearned person, just reads one word answers and then extrapolates, it's a very, not a good way to write a halachic sefer. So that's, you could check it out. I forgot the name of the sefer, but that's in the Haskama from Shmuel Orbach. So, what was I saying? Oh, so he had to, so I read in this book that the stipler was given tzitzis that were manupitz lishman. Someone like said, oh, I have a pair of tzitzis for you that's manupitz lishman. So he wouldn't wear it. He gave it to his son, Rav Chaim. That's what the story says. And so Rav Chaim asked him, like, why won't you wear it? He says, because if I wear it, people will say that it's indeed a chumrah that you have, it's like a solid chumrah to wear manupatz lishma. And he says, and he claimed at least that the poiskim were makil, and you can't even call it a chumrah. It's maybe something. What? I'm telling you what. And I'm just telling you, we're going to learn. I'm telling you what the story says. That he said the poiskim were makil, and that's all. And so he gave it to his son to wear, but he wouldn't wear it. So that people shouldn't think it's indeed a chumrah that you should do. L'chatchila. That's what he paskins. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Nowadays, it's very, now it's just a, you know, for a couple, everything's mass produced nowadays, even hand sensors. So you have people, so now you, for a couple shekel more, you probably can get menupitz lishma. I'm not even sure, maybe, I'll tell you the truth, maybe every tzitzis is menupitz lishma. One thing's for sure, everyone says it's menupitz lishma. Or else they wouldn't sell any, because once someone thinks of a chumrah, then everybody has to do it. That's the nature most of competition. So once someone does something, then everybody has to do it quickly, or else it becomes the not kosher tzitzis. Hachut and tzarech shiyu tvuyim lishmon, that's of course maker adin. Hagav yesh machmir and afilu lenatzon lishmon, v'haminig d'rimor says lahokol b'niputz. What does it mean to do it lishmo? Not what does it mean. How do you do it lishmo? How do you make something lishmo? Sheyomar, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, if thinking is enough, it's very possible that you have to have dibur. You find this question if you learn kachim by pigul and by other things, whether sometimes it says machshava, but it really means dibur. You have to say it. It's not enough to think it, applied to Foron Shebelev, and you have to say it. Sheyomar, betchilas hativoy. Can't say it in the middle, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. You don't say Hochiach Sofan al Tchilason. You have to say it at the beginning, but you only have to say it at the beginning. You don't have to keep saying it throughout. We'll see about that also in the Mishnah Brura. Sheyomar betchilas hativoy, shehu also came l'shem tzitzis. That's all. Oh, if you have a woman doing it, because a woman can make tzitzis for you. Oh, sheyomar le'isha tvi li tzitzis l'talis. So, the amira, you're telling a Jew, do this lishma, and so that's good enough. Now we'll see, the Mishnah Brura holds that the woman has to actually think lishma also. But there are, what? Tasiyas Adam. No, the Mishnah Brura says she does. No, not mechaber. There are some achronim that say she doesn't. But if she doesn't, it's because she's doing it as a shliach of the question of the machine is not lishma. That's what I said before. The question of the machine is it asiyas adam, the chlal. It's set over, is it lishma? But the real question is it asiyas adam or asiyas machine with the person just being a goring? Once it's a tzias machine with the person being a goreim, he can't imbue it with the quality of lishma because it's not his asiyah. Okay, so he tells the woman tvili tzitzis latalis himloha you tviyim lishma psulim klar. Let's see Mishnah Brura hachutin loshon Rambam hamotzei. It's really based on the Gemara in Menachos hamotzei chutei tzitzis b'shuk. It looks like tzitzis afilu psukim derkat ushazurim. Psulim, this is really a Gemara. The Torah inish lasos chutin kain tzitzis. V'yim kain shem alo nasa l'shem tzitzis. Now the Gemara really says it with tcheles. It's a whole shayla if it applies to stam to the chutin we have. V'am magad mishnah cholek, v'am because of mishnah kosov, the Rambam mitshuva chozobo, achakach atkan l'shon ha-mogan avram. Certainly, nowadays, you know, if you find... So, if you find tzitzit, like something that looks like tzitzis, I don't know, you know, it was made as tzitzis. Maybe, I mean, tzitzis have to have a hechsher, because maybe they weren't made properly. Maybe they weren't made lishma. Maybe you have to be afraid it wasn't made properly. But to be afraid that you're finding chutin that people just made, that our lives are not, we don't usually see raw material, raw products, in that early form of their production. We live at the end of the production line. We don't meet the raw materials. V'agrabah b'yurah v'simin shenalav kosav ta'adinim v'amarambam k'mashikosav v'rishona. But this is all a shayla. To what degree you have to be choshesh that someone just made tzitzis threads, poshut shelo lishma. He didn't mean it should be tzitzis. Nowadays, practically speaking, you see this, you can assume it's tzitzis. We don't find threads hanging around. And the tzitzis are made in such a unique, special way that you can assume they're tzitzis. But you shouldn't use them, because just like when you buy tzitzis now, you make sure they have a heksher. So when you find tzitzis in the street, if they're not with a hechsher, so you're not going to use it. You know they're tzitzis and they were made from tzitzis, but you don't know if they were made properly. Just like when you go into a store, you want the tzitzis, you buy to have a hechsher, because there's ways to mess up making tzitzis that they're not kosher. So it's not really relevant, this machlokas, to us. But it's relevant in a different sense. But not this machlokas is relevant. Tvuyim l'shmo v'udvar din Torah. It's medirayza. D'chsiv t'dilam ta'asa loch l'shem chovcha. L'hokol b'ni puts, the Ramah says. D'mad d'chsiv ta'asa loch ha'inu mitzviya v'eilech sh'ozi ikar asiyas ha'gedilim. That's when it becomes a thread. I mean, you can... it's a melech ha'shabbos, so it's certainly a constructive act of creation. Because you see niputz, I'm talking about. You can say, niputz is just getting rid of the junk. Like, why should that have to be lishma? That's not the creation of the thread. So the creation of the thread is mitzvah beilech. But it's not so simple. Because if niputz is on melacha, think conceptually, if something's a melacha, it means it in itself is a creative process. It's constructive, it's creative, you're creating something. If niputz would be viewed as just getting rid of the junk, disentangling an entanglement of threads, it wouldn't be a malacha. It wouldn't be one of the 39 other malachas. And it is. So you are making something when you do niputz, but this sheet to hold, and that's really how we basically paskin, that we assume the pasuk is talking about from when you're making a thread, not fiber. Kedilim is already in the thread stage, so it doesn't include the fiber stage. That comes from a Mordechai, but even that shita, admits, so to speak, that it's not Maker Adin. It's only, it's Lachumra. It's a Yesh Lachmir. So, okay, so I saw this story that the stipler said that the Poiskim are Makel, and that's the story I saw. So you'll buy whatever they... If you have to pay another couple shekel for niputz lishma, it's worth it. You spend your money on much sillier things than this. Much sillier things. Shayoma b'feirish, lo b'machshev o b'yalma, tafilu b'di'evet, tzorechiyo ni mahani machshava. Wow. Like it might not even be good b'di'evet. Bayan simen lamed beiz, it should be sifches, v'yutes. Actually, in tefillin, there's somewhat of a stira. If you look in one place by the ksiva and the ibud of the or, the stira in the mechaber about saying it, we're not going into things on that level. Mishnah Berurah paskins, you certainly have to say it. It's not so clear. It's even good with the evidence if you just think it. Betchilas, the day b'zeh afilu liyoma achora, it would help for the next day. I assume it means if it's the same thread, or maybe the same package of threads. I don't know. It's not so clear. Let's say you take a package of fiber and you do tvi on one lishma, and the next day you do another one. I don't see why that should carry over. The daibos afilu liyoma achora, I would say on the same thread. Okay, the stoma tu lishma koi the kol ha olse al das rishona olse. Good, but it has to be the same asiyah. It has to be the same asiyah. I don't know. If you would ask me if it's a different thread, I wouldn't be so sure anymore. Certainly not once it's the next day. Maybe in the same sitting. So the next thread is also automatically the Shema. In the same sitting, because that's one asiyah. But if it's the next day and a different thread, I don't see why we should assume Kala Osa Al Das Rishona Osa. What creates a connection? It has to be a hemshech. Maybe he's suggesting that if he's making a pair of tzitzis for one beged, so then all the tzitzis of that beged would be called one hemshech, and that would therefore be good. And a chanami, I was envisioning just someone making tzitzis threads like to sell in the store. That you could ruin a lishma by saying you're doing it shalol lishma. Hatibui v'im tove ma'at v'achakach omar. He starts making the tviya and then he chaps. He says, "Oh boy, oh, I'm doing a lishma." Lo mahani l'mashin it's nitfe kvar. It doesn't help for the past. It could, theoretically. There is a concept which the Gemara calls hochiach sofo al tchiloso, that a person can imbue his act with a certain character, even if he only says in the middle of the act what he's doing. It's called hochiach sofo al tchiloso. But that's, we do not usually say that, only in very rare circumstances, and we do not say it here. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Lo mahani l'mashim itzakvar. Oh, this, he says this fuke misafkalon iamrin and hochiach sofo al tchiloso. Actually, the Achronim say we vad I don't. We vad I don't. Vim betchila gam ken cho, and if it's not a sofek, the nafkamina would be like for a sveksveker. If you can be mitzarif into a sveksveker, if it comes up. I think the beer alocha here. Bir Alocha in Yud Dalid, I wrote it down. Bir Alocha in Yud Dalid, Siv Beis has a case. Where he treats Hochiach Sofo al Tchiloso indeed as a Sofek, and he is mitzarif into a Tzvekslaker. But other Achronim argue with that point, and they say we vaday do not say ochiach sofo al tchiloso. Here he uses it as a sveksveker. Din betchila gam ken choshev shiel lishma. If he thought, right? If he had him, he didn't say it. He started off just thinking it should be lishma, and then in the middle he chat and he said it. Akshalom abefeirish. Nearly the eshlut sadeid lahokil bezed the sveksveker. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. So right here in front of our eyes, the Mishnah Berurah is indeed counting it as a suffix, and he's constructing a sveksveik out of it. If you started off with machshava, he calls that a suffix, a halachic suffix, and then saying in the middle, so that's a sveksveik, saying it should be kosher. Okay? But other achronim say not like that, that it's not even to be considered a suffix. The inyan of saying it in the middle, and the chiyach sofo al tchilasa. Sheyoma le'isha, or Shaloma betchilas hatviya levad. V'uad din ha'isha ba'atzmo imerish yitovah l'shem tzitzit d'mami. Of course, that's good. V'gam ne'menes al kach she'omra. V'ashekin bovid goyin lo'ilu v'cheir shayit v'kotn sheinam ne'monim. We'll see. We're assuming they do not do things l'shma. Mumu l'teyovom, shein matviach l'asol tzitzit l'bigdo, because you can't be bothered. Muto litvos. That's the din by Mumul Teyavon, because he has nothing to lose. The Koshkin who overrak al Shoaveris with Teyavon, not the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ava Mumul Ahachis, Apikaris with the Chola Terekula, Ubavadai Adaita Denavshe Ovid Luchuli Alma, and you can't assume he follows your instructions. Oh, here, it's the beer halacha here. You see the beer halacha, Divrei Maschil, Sheyoma Le'isha Tvili. Here's where he says that she has to also have a machshava lishma. She doesn't need a deeper lishma. The deeper lishma is, because it also is Dvar Shebalev. So the deeper lishma creates the context that it's being done lishma. Why does she have to think lishma? The Bir Halacha holds, because or else who says she's following instructions, I guess. That's her way of tushtelling, of hooking up with his sivui. So he creates the lishma by his dibur, and she sort of acquiesces by her machshava. But that's what the Bir Halacha holds. No, a guy, you assume not. Even if he says it. We'll get the guy in the next few Simonim. We'll be learning about a guy in the next few Sifim. A guy is more complicated. We'll be getting it the next few Sifim. This is an Isha. Now I want to show you the Gra. The Gra here says, the Gra is, I think, Chaylug with this Mishnah Berurah, with this Bir Halacha. Why? The Gra says, here, betchilas shehu, yeah, o sheyomar, betchilas Shehu. Oh, Tzeh Sheomar Shehu. Why do you have to say it? The Stam Tviyas Chutim Lav L'Shem Tzitzis. If you learn the beginning of Zvachim, you know, sometimes there's a concept of Stam L'Shma, where you don't have to speak out. Even when something requires L'Shma, sometimes there's a concept called Stam L'Shma, where you don't have to speak it out. Because it's assumed it's automatically L'Shma. That's the inherent status of whatever's going on. So the Gros says, the Stam Tviyas Chutim Lav L'Shem Tzitzis. The Zesha Omar, the Zesha Kosov, Osha Yomar, or he tells the woman, the Oz stumble Hashem tzitzis. Moradik, the girl says that when the person gives the instructions to the woman, and he says, Bitoyde Hashem tzitzis, so the words of the girl are, the Oz stumble Hashem tzitzis. He created a context of it being done Hashem tzitzis. Now, if I were to ask you, is the Grah Chaylik with the Bir Halacha, you would say, definitely. Because according to the Grah, for sure the woman does not have to specifically think Lishma. The Grah says the Amira of the Mitzaveh, the deeper of the Mitzaveh, the instructions of the Mitzaveh, creates a Stama Lishma context. So then, she doesn't have to think Lishma. A stumble lishma context has been created. That's the Feirish of the Grah. The Bir Halacha obviously holds not like that. He holds that, what does he hold? What's this strange, weird combination? The person has to say it. That's koivea that it's lishma. He's the owner. It's being done for him. He decides. So he says it should be lishma. So you need his dibur. And I would say, well, what's the pshat? You need hamachshava. As a like to hook up with his dibur.
What about when you're hired for the job? You're hired for the
job. I would say according to the Bir Halacha, you have to think lishma. You're saying maybe hired is better, and this woman wasn't hired; she was doing a favor.
The first time that she's hired, which is initially hired, she's hired to do
So maybe the Bir Halacha is moided to the Gra.
Is that enough just the one time, or every day she has to?
Well, we could apply what the Mishnah Berurah says before, and it helps for the next day. It's a good shaila. I would go with the Gra. I would say if she's hired to make tzitzis, then I would apply the Gra. I don't know. Maybe the Bir Halacha is chaylik with the Gra. You have to know if you could artificially create stama l'shma. The Gemara says it by a carbon. A carbon, it's an ola. So it's stama l'shma. I don't know if you, by hiring, I don't know if the Bir Halacha is automatically molded to the Gra. In any case, I'm thinking now. Who says you can create a stama l'shma context? It's not possible. I would say according to Mishnah Berurah, according to the Bir Halacha, you would have to instruct them like in the beginning of every day. You ever go to the matzah factories? Every once in a while, in a matzah factory, I don't know, in America, I don't even know if they do it here, I don't bother going. In America, they go around, Moshiach, and they go, L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. Like every 10 minutes or so, he goes around to these ladies who don't know what they're talking about, which is another problem. And they say, but to answer your question, it's not clear to me that there would be a scenario where the Bir Halacha would be moided to the Gra, and therefore I would recommend. This is why tzitzis need action, by the way. They hire guys to do it, and if the guy doesn't think even it should be lishma, I'm not so sure it's kosher according to the Bir Halacha. I'm not sure. It's a good shayla. There's a shayla. But this is why, this is the type of thing that can go on for years, and they're selling the tzitzis, and then one day someone wakes up, this is the kind of thing that goes on. It's not uncommon. And someone wakes up, hey, couldn't it be a loch? It's not so pushing. You know, oh, they make a whole tumble. I mean, I can see it started. First of all, maybe the Gra's right. Maybe we could pass on like the Gra. Second of all, maybe when you're hired, it's different. Maybe the Bir Halacha is moided to the Gra when you're hired. I don't know. These are good challenges. Okay. Rabosai, I have a test. Now it's going to start coming in order. A test on Hilchos Tzitzis up till Siman Yud Aleph. It's a Mivchan Amerikai, which is Israeli for multiple choice. You can take it and give it back. If you want, I'll mark it. Oh, give me one. I forgot to save one for myself. Thank you. It's good to take the test. You'll read over the test, you'll realize you don't know the answer, and you'll say, oh boy.